I looked at my team and I said, the timing for this event is not right. To have a big convention, it's not the right time. So I told my team it's time to cancel the Jacksonville, Florida component of the GOP convention.
Trump finally catches up to reality and scraps his large Florida convention. Today, we'll discuss that, plus Trump and GOP governors sinking poll numbers, and AOC schools representative Ted Yoho and men everywhere on civility and sexism. Hi, everyone. I'm Nia Malika Henderson, a senior political reporter here at CNN, and this is The Daily DC. President Trump might just be one of the last people in the country to realize that very large gatherings of people, particularly when you're talking about people who are older, just isn't a good idea in a pandemic. This final decision to cancel the Jacksonville portion of his convention comes many, many weeks after Democrats made the decision to go virtual and have a very scaled-down version of their convention. And you'll remember, Trump had to go essentially shopping for a place for this convention after state and local officials in North Carolina expressed concerns about the idea that the convention would be in their city without many, many precautions and at that same size. So he finally landed on Florida in Jacksonville because he had political allies there, Governor Ron DeSantis, obviously, and then the local officials there in Jacksonville. But the pandemic made that impossible to actually have the convention, with local leaders in recent days saying as much that they had all sorts of concerns, among them security concerns, about having the convention there. And listen, he may have been looking at recent polls out of Florida as well that shows him behind Biden and disapproval specifically over having the convention in Florida, which is a real hotspot at this point in terms of a number of cases they're seeing every day. Some GOP leaders were apparently caught off guard by the president's decision, which he announced in his press conference yesterday. But listen, why they still actually believed a large gathering was possible and actually a good thing, a wise political decision just a month from now, it really is beyond me. Now, here's what else matters today. Polls, polls, polls. We know that Trump is obsessed with polls, and with about 100 days until November, polls for Trump and governors, particularly GOP governors, are dismal. And this, listen, it's a snapshot. We don't know where polls will end up going. They could change over the next many weeks that we have in front of us. And Trump is obviously hoping that they do change. But a slew of polls in hard-hit red states, and these are the very states where governors followed Trump's lead on the pandemic, they show these governors taking a massive hit to their approval ratings. And it's GOP voters who are starting to question their GOP governors. You look at a state like Texas, Governor Greg Abbott has seen a 20-point decline among Republicans, for his handling of COVID. And you see similar numbers in states like Florida, Arizona, Georgia, and Texas. And again, these are states where the governors followed Trump's lead in terms of their handling on the coronavirus. Other polls show that Trump is behind Biden in states like Michigan, Minnesota. There's also a poll out of Pennsylvania showing him lagging, as well as Florida. Trump thought 2020 would be all about the economy. It turns out that it's all about COVID. And finally, the viral AOC moment that has everybody talking. For those of you that missed this story a few days ago, a reporter on the Hill overheard Florida Representative Ted Yoho angrily refer to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez using a vulgar and disgusting and sexist phrase. He defended himself in a non-apology apology on the House floor by using his daughters and his wife as a shield, something that we hear often from men. Here is what AOC had to say about it.
I am someone's daughter, too. My father, thankfully, is not alive to see how Mr. Yoho treated his daughter. And I am here because I have to show my parents that I am their daughter and that they did not raise me to accept abuse from men.
I listened to AOC's speech this morning with my wife. I listened with my four-month-old daughter. And if you haven't heard it yet, I encourage you to listen to it. It is just that good. AOC, in her words, in her approach to this issue, in her condemnation of Ted Yoho, is all women in that speech, even the women who don't agree with her ideologically, all the women who have been on the other side of angry and entitled men who have learned from this society, from this culture, that they can talk to women and treat women any way they want to and also suffer no consequences. AOC was just not having it. Her speech was masterful. It was expertly delivered. It was passionate. As she ripped Yoho for trying to hide behind his own wife and daughters. With his words, she said he gave license to other men to disrespect his wife and his daughters, the very ones he tried to use to shield him from criticism. This is what it looks like to have the most diverse Congress ever, with the most women in Congress serving too. So Ted Yoho, get used to this new day. That does it for today's edition of the Daily DC, and we'll talk to y'all next week.
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.